Hello and welcome to 98% Pure Potato, the podcast. This is John Griffith speaking. I want to proceed to me, the payoff from the screenplay workshop to explain how it's done. Briefly, I want to explain what happens in the later stages of telling the screenplay story. I think I've mentioned the challenge of getting a brand off kilter and in the initial stages, getting it from a place of security to being off balance. And that may take some doing. When you proceed later in the story, assuming you are doing an entire screenplay story, it may be that you take two goes at it, by which I mean that you may have an early success, and then you set a higher challenge, where this tests whether the brand has really developed new characteristics, it faces new opposition, and finally it triumphs. But what I'm saying is, just the way in which we're using a screenplay is as a workout. We're putting it under pressure and we're seeing what it can do. So it's not entirely unlikely that after a first success and maybe a knockback, you put it under a huge test and that's where the brand comes through. So that really takes us to the end of the screenplay. We all know how big epic stories end. You've already set an objective within your genre, so it should be fairly clear how you get there and whether you've somehow managed to connect all the different parts. All the different members of the cast have been involved in one way or another, and through comes our hero, our brand, to succeed. That's really where we land it. But what I really want to talk about is what happens next. Because without this next move, this is nothing. It doesn't make any difference. What we've done is, in effect, to tell a story, which we could have told a story about anything or anyone. It just so happens that what we fed in at the outset was our understanding as to what kind of personality the brand had, and trying to be faithful to that to understand what qualities the brand might have developed on the way. When you look at the whole story, you go through it again, in summary, and you ask people to talk about which were the key points in the storyline when the character developed, when the character changed, and what it was that enabled them to get to the next part of the story. From experience, I've found that we'll get anything from 3 to 5 key things which happened. And what I do is to list them all on a flip chart and then to put each one on a heading on a separate flip chart. And they take a whole variety of forms. But this is when you come out of story mode and you go straight back into conventional marketing, brand development, workshop mode. And this is when it gets exciting. Because the question you ask is, let's think of some examples of what the brand in the real world, in business, could do to deliver against this particular quality that it's discovered, or this particular narrative, this way of doing things, or this discovery, this change. And this part happens very, very fast, and it's very powerful, because what you discover is that although you've normally got to a point where you are 2/3 of the way through the workshop, it might well be early afternoon or mid-afternoon, and you assume you're getting tired now and it's going to be difficult to keep people motivated, you suddenly discover that what you've been doing through the storytelling is exactly what you would have been doing if you'd been thinking through the marketing issues. The difference is that because you've been using storytelling to do it, you have a fluency and flexibility and creativity that by this stage in a workshop you normally just don't have. You're tired, you're starting to think in a predictable way, you're starting to go around in circles. Actually, what happens with the storytelling is you realize that you have a whole story that you can work off to think of the things that you can do. Now, the reason why this is important is that the kind of outputs I've used these for are not just advertising campaigns. If anything, it's the other areas where you might be doing a prospecting program. It might be a promotion of some kind. It might be, I hope, some kind of PR exercise where you need a storyline. You need to understand where the brand is coming from. Now, where this becomes exciting is that it becomes very quick then, once you've got a cue, which is about a change, a dramatic change in the way a brand has behaved and what it's done. Suddenly you're in the area of branded behaviors, and what you come up with as suggestions will be specific to your brand and to where your brand is at, and different from everyone else. So not only does this technique work very effectively in helping you to identify what the key points of change need to be, but then the solution you've got will relate to your brand and to none of the competitors. That's the whole point of doing it. And once you're there, it should be relatively easy for you to start to develop new initiatives of things that you can do to bring that to life in the experience of the customer. It's hard to explain that without actually taking you through it. But I remember one of the earliest times that I did this exercise, and the particular thing that we discovered out of all the four or five that we'd identified was that the character had actually given freedom, license, opportunity to the key people in the drama. And by giving them the choices themselves, what the brand was doing was in effect offering free choice to its customers. So when we started to think about ways in which we could do that, in ways which are different to what all of its competitors were doing, it was incredibly easy to do that. That was one example. Once you've done this, you then need to build on it, because it's not simply a question of having some great marketing ideas. Those need to be turned into a marketing plan. They need to be prioritized. You may not get all the way down to costings in the first afternoon, but at least you should be clear as to how they're going to work and whether you have the resources within your marketing budget to be able to go and implement that. But the strength of it is still that you're in a position where you can take the brand forward, because you've discovered that the brand is willing to behave in a different way, has made a breakthrough, or has a different quality from what it had before. That's where I'm going to leave it, actually. If you want to know more about this brand screenplay approach, the whole purpose of my telling this in podcasts has been to write it down, so expect that I will be producing something as an ebook before too long. But if you have any questions, and particularly if you'd like me to run a screenplay workshop for you, please do give me a call, get in contact, because I'd very much like to do that. Thanks very much for listening, and next week I will find a new topic to move on to. Bye.